Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I think it was Freud who said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. And
He was the one who had all those hang-ups on things like that.
I've never done this job that way, where sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Sometimes what Tomlin says is just what he says. I always think that there's deeper meanings and ulterior motives and things like that.
Sure.
And I just played a clip of him doing his typical, here's me for 5 minutes, making the team we're playing this Sunday out to be one of the greatest football teams of all time.
Yep.
We've heard that for more than 18 years now. He spends a huge chunk of his press conference making the opponent out to be great. And he chose for this game, he could have said Jordan Love. He could have said Josh Jacobs. He could have said Micah Parsons. He could have said any number of people. He could have said their head coach, Matt LaFleur. Instead, he started with the other team's defensive coordinator. And that guy's Jeff Hafley, who used to be at Pitt under Dave Wannstedt. That's where he really started to make his bones in coaching. And I bring that up because it is interesting to me that Tomlin, every week, seems to gravitate towards what is going on with the team's defense we're playing as far as who coaches them. Last week it was, we're playing the Bengals. I don't know much about their defense because I've never seen Al Golden before. He's been a college coach.
But if it was Lou Anarumo, you bet your ass I'd know what they're doing.
Week before that, Browns.
Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz is a mad scientist. This guy is incredible.
Week before that, Brian Flores.
Right. So he's done this repeatedly. And it goes to show you how valuable he thinks, given his background and his life story, how vital he thinks defensive coaching is.
He just thinks he doesn't need one because he's the guy.
And that's what I was getting to.
I'm the guy that I always talk about on other teams. I'm that guy.
These people are all lieutenants. They're not generals. They're not the captains. They're not in charge. He finds it worthwhile to tell us, the media fans, how great the other team's defensive coaching is, and it's usually coming from an assistant and not a head coach. The top-ranking defensive member of the coaching staff is not the head coach, it's the defensive coordinator for a lot of the teams they've played.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts such little stock in that position on his own coaching staff.
I do it.
Yes, he hires yes men.
It's my defense.
He hires guys who answer to him and do his bidding.
Brian Flores, who if you polled anonymously so they wouldn't have to know they were being mean on the record to Mike Tomlin, God forbid, if you polled the other 31 head coaches in the NFL and you asked them a simple question, who is the better defensive coach, Brian Flores or Mike Tomlin, I don't think one person would pick Mike.
And here,
same with Fangio.
And if what we've seen so far this year, if you extrapolate that out and it plays out over the course of 17 games and if they make a playoff game, and it's the offense that carries the team, and it's Aaron Rodgers who carries the team, and the defense is the weakness, and the defense is what lets them down. When Art Rooney felt like they might potentially waste the best years of Ben Roethlisberger, he fired Bruce Arians, made up some cockamamie retirement story, and then brought in Todd Haley. And that was not a bad thing. Their offense was really good under Haley. Arians, I think, was a better coach. I mean, he went on to win Super Bowls and Coach of the Year awards.
But he was Ben's friend.
He was Ben's friend. And for as much as Art loves Mike, I think he loved Ben equally or maybe more because he realized the value of a franchise quarterback. He fired that guy's friend because he wanted to get the best ROI, the best return on Ben Roethlisberger investment. How could he look at this season? If it goes this way, there's still a ton of football left. There's 11 games left. But if this six-game stretch ends up being the pattern of behavior we see the whole season from the defense, he should do the same thing. He should make Mike relinquish control of his defense and hire someone to run their defense and do that side of the ball.
He never will.
But my point is, if he was willing to neuter Ben, why would he not neuter his head coach? He neutered a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback in his prime, Chris.
Because they venerate head coaches more than anything.
But the head coach in one specific area of his job, calling defense, setting up defense, is doing a lousy job. They should be one of the highest ranked defenses in the NFL, and they're closer to the bottom than the top. How do you just continue if you're the owner?
He probably felt like two with Ben. I'm not saying this is like a necessarily a good reason to make a decision. Given that 2010 was very recently in the rearview mirror, that Ben had gotten himself suspended, that Art was presumably pretty ticked about that, he probably didn't feel like, despite Ben's two Super Bowl appearances or two Super Bowl wins and three appearances, I bet you after a year removed from that in 2011, after that season goes down,
yeah,
Art still feels like the whole 2010 stuff is in Milledgeville and just the attendant drama and egg on the face that caused the franchise
sure
is fresh enough that he wasn't inclined to do Ben, regardless of his on-field resume, all that many favors.
But Ben had come back and went to a Super Bowl and led another 12-4 season.
I am aware of that. Yeah. I am telling you that off the field, Art might have been pissed and not so inclined to give Ben what he wanted there. There was also the matter of, it wasn't just that Arians, you're saying things like he wanted the best of Ben's career. Arians was going to get Ben killed because he was encouraging a play style that was continuing to have Ben take massive hits
okay,
all the time.
So you're saying
The reason to bring Haley in was explicitly stated as he's going to keep him healthier.
I understand that, which is also the same thing as saying he didn't want to waste Ben.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
He didn't want to lose out on Ben. Why would you want to waste or lose out on this defense? Now, maybe they've made bad investments, and we've talked about it today. Maybe a lot of these vets are past their prime, over their hill, and therefore overpaid. But if you think about just, he's a money guy, Art, right? I mean, this is a guy that we think really looks at dollars and cents. What's the difference between feeling like you're losing out on, at the time, like a $20 million quarterback investment, or if you want to like look at the life of the contract, a $100 million quarterback investment versus losing out on a $160 million investment in your defense? When you spend that amount of money on something and you're getting this little back, I think even a guy who moves at a glacial pace on things would have to be thrown into action, no?
I don't think
Wouldn't
so.
Wouldn't he?
Well, you're seeing right now he's not.
So
there's no. He's never going to come out mid-season unless he has
not.
To talk about something.
Right.
But he has repeatedly telegraphed that he holds Mike in higher esteem almost than anybody in the organization.
But
dictates to him.
Can he have his cake and eat it too, and keep Mike as the head coach and keep paying him all this money? But tell him you're going to hire somebody from this list.
What if Mike balks
at
that? What if Mike says, I am the man to fix this?
Great question. I don't...
Because I think he would. Well, I think he would feel very empowered to go right into Art and say, I'm not going for that. I can't go for that. No can do.
But the rebuttal is, as a lawyer, cool, Mike, you're mad about this. Here are the results.
Also,
how do you argue against that?
Speaking of ROI, isn't one of the reasons that he probably pays Mike what he does is that he functions as a defensive coordinator, which is, what, a couple million dollars if you want a really good one?
Yeah.
So why would he pay him the same amount of money when he's technically taking financial responsibility and actual responsibility off his
plate? So what are you supposed to do then? Just keep doing the same thing over and over again and is expecting different results?
Yes.
That's right out of the caller to the fan playbook. That is the definition of insanity,
Malzi. It's also out of the Mike Tomlin playbook. He goes and says that on these big puffy sit-down interviews he does where he spouts dime store wisdom and people lap it up like it's Confucius in the modern day.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.